The U.S. Army is having to make an extra effort to bring new soldiers into its ranks. Adding to that challenge, a sharp drop in the number of African Americans who've been signing up. From Los Angeles, NPR's Luke Burbank has the story.
If not for the invention of caller ID, 18-year-old Shardell Powell might not be joining the Army. A few months ago, he had a missed call on his cell phone. It was from a recruiter.
And I looked on my caller ID and it said, U.S. government. I was like, huh, why the government want to talk to me? So I actually called him back. And I spoke to him, and I was already interested in joining, so it was like fate.
Powell wears a velvet tracksuit and two diamond earrings as he sits in the Army's Hollywood recruiting station. The office feels like an after-school club. A group of young men, still bearing the last effects of puberty, lounge around, joking with recruiters, while in the back room, Carlos Collins climbs on a scale under the watchful eye of Sergeant Jacqueline Dupree.
Okay, what was your last weigh?
Well, when I weighed in originally, I think you and I had the magic number was it 208 or something like that?
Above 208 this time. Is this right? Mm-hmm. Did you gain?
I gained.
Like Shardell Powell, Collins is African American. In fact, many of the recruits passing through the Hollywood station this day are black, which might lead one to believe that African American recruitment is up. But that's not the case. Since 2000, the Army's percentage of black recruits has actually dropped by 41%.
They think that the black man is on the front lines getting killed.
Sergeant Stephen Bell is a recruiter who's worked at the station in Inglewood, a small city near Los Angeles Airport. He says the feeling in the black community towards military service is different than when he signed up 20 years ago.
It's more resistant. It's more resistant now. It's kind of weird. I don't know where it came from. I think it came from the household and the environment that they're in, that they're preaching, don't do it. It's on the African-American kids, don't join the military. You know, it's not a place for African-American.
The Army's been looking into the drop and has a few theories as to its origins. For one thing, young African-Americans have more opportunity outside the military these days. And the war in Iraq appears to be particularly unpopular with black youth, who cite it as a reason not to enlist when surveyed by the military. Recruiters also blame teachers for making their jobs harder.
That's my goal. I'd like to cripple their ability.
Teachers like Stan Call. He works at Centennial High in Compton, which has a largely black population. Call says he leaves the choice of whether to enlist up to his students, but he strongly argues for them to get the facts.
I mainly ask questions. Do they know that there are other sources of scholarship money, and that do they know what they're going to be doing? Are they going to be going to, you know, combat?
While the Army may lament the decline, there is another way to look at it. In the past, African Americans made up almost a quarter of the Army. They were overrepresented. But the new recruiting numbers more closely mirror the population at large. That's a little consolation to Major General Mike Rochelle, an African American who also happens to head Army recruiting nationwide.
African Americans have viewed military service, Army in particular, as a way to lift themselves out of their situations. And my concern with the drop off, quite frankly, is that perhaps we're denying some people that opportunity today.
Okay, do me a favor.
Meanwhile, back at the Army's Hollywood station, Sergeant Dupree sends new recruit Carlos Collins out for coffee after his disappointing weigh-in.
You want some Starbucks or something?
I got a Starbucks or something, yeah.
Collins dutifully heads off to get the drinks, a hot cocoa for Sergeant Dupree, and a latte for himself. Non-fat, naturally. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Los Angeles.